CFM.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
Check it out.
The world is filled with bad news, isn't it, 24-7, and people who like to get online and leave negative comments with their sad little lives because, you know, they've got nothing else better going on, so they just feel the need to bring other people down. The world is full of that stuff.
What are they called? Keyboard warriors.
Keyboard warriors who are just pathetic and sad. Aren't they? Get a life.
They're the lowest of the low.
Go do something for yourself. Don't worry about other people.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah. People are just trying to have a good time.
Why waste your time spreading hate?
Exactly.
That's what I always think, to be honest.
If you take time out of your day to do that, you are a sad individual and a bully, and that's you. But it's great to hear
some...
I love
that. That was good. I like that speech.
There's some good news in the world as well, and it's interesting to hear Em run something locally, which I can relate to. Something went down with me yesterday, very similar to what Em reported.
Proof goodwill towards others is still alive and well on the Central Coast. A man was spotted this week paying for the groceries of an elderly shopper at the Coles Wyoming checkouts after her card continually declined. And then a hero
comes along. What a legend.
What a true hero.
I always think about that scenario.
Yeah.
I always think about that for some reason. Whenever I'm at the shops, I always think I'd love to have that opportunity.
This poor lady's card was just being rejected and he just came along and went, you know what? Bang. I'm going to pay for that.
What a nice guy.
Go about your day. He did post it on Twitter and got a bit of recognition,
okay,
but he still could, you know.
He still did it.
Still a good thing.
Still did it.
And it's bizarre that that story ran because yesterday, I've written this down to talk about, I went to get some lunch yesterday. I went to Bardo's Bakery. We know Bardo's. They're on board our show. They give away the stuff, which is great. And they're cash only, though. Okay, so you need to have cash. And I don't carry a lot of cash around on me anymore. So I've gone to the ATM next to it to get some money out, and I've put my card into the ATM machine. I'm doing my bit to get the cash out.
Declined.
It expired. My card's expired.
No.
Yeah, I didn't even notice. And it didn't spit the card back. It just said, this card's expired. Have a nice day.
What? It just takes it?
Take the card. I'm with Commonwealth. It's a Bendigo bank. And they're taking my card.
I didn't know it did that.
Maybe it can't be used anyway. I might have been the same as this old lady trying
to
use it.
Maybe it's like, I will deal with this for you.
Exactly. And I thought, oh, that's good. I don't have to cut it up and it's gone now. Anyway, I've gone back to my car to scrounge up some change.
Okay.
I'm desperate for a couple of sandwiches. Love them there. So I've rounded up all the change in my car, $10.80, and I go back to Bardo's.
Yeah, it's a decent amount.
And I say to the lady, I say, I've got $10.80. Does that get me two sandwiches? And she said, nah, it's $11.20. And I was like, 40 cents? Come on, it's 40 cents.
Take it out of the tip jar.
Take some tomato off or something. Not budging.
Okay.
So I'm just there going.
The price is the price.
Exactly, right? They need to make
it. I mean, if they did that for everyone,
that's exactly. So I'm standing there, $10.80. I'm thinking, come on, what am I going to do? I'm desperate for these sandwiches. I've raided my car. I've got no
card.
Get
one sandwich.
I'm stranded.
Like a normal person.
I needed to get one for my fiance, Jamie, as well. Out of nowhere, this guy just bang, 50 cents on the counter. And then a hero comes along. Just threw it down and just said, mate. I've got you covered. Here's 50 cents. And I said, thanks, man. I felt really scabby at the same time, but I said, thanks, mate. Didn't even want to offer up his name. Walked out the door with his pie in hand, never to be seen again.
That guy deserves the keys to the city.
He's a faceless.
Give him the keys to the city. He's an actual hero.
If locals wore capes, it'd be that guy. You know, that guy's just...
He walks outside, rips off his clothes, and he's Superman.
And if he knows, he knows who he is. So I'd like to say thanks to that guy.
What a legend.
I'd like to put it out there. But I thought this morning we could do that, right? 13, 12, 16 right now. Just little things.
Small-time heroes.
That's a good one.
Small-time heroes.
13, 12, 16, you can have your pick of the prizes. If anything, is there anyone you want to give a shout-out to?
You know who I do want to give a shout-out to?
Let's spread some positive stuff.
Actually, I'll tell you after. It happened to me yesterday at Erina, actually. Small-time hero.
You
wait to hear this story.
This is your opportunity to pay that person back. Maybe it's someone in your family. Maybe it's someone you know. 13, 12, 16.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
CFM.
What'd you call it, Bree?
Small-time hero. And then
all-time heroes. heard about him in the last 24 hours. Em ran a news story which I found fascinating. I'll just play a piece of that.
Proof goodwill towards others is still alive and well on the Central Coast. A man was spotted this week paying for the groceries of an elderly shopper at the Coles Wyoming checkouts after her card continually declined.
Well done, sir.
I would have cried if I was there.
Well done.
I would have teared up if I saw that.
That's just spreading positivity and joy. He did post it on Twitter and got some recognition, but still.
Still a good thing.
Still a good thing to do. I wonder how much it was.
I don't know. That's a good question, yeah. Actually.
Probably looked and went, it's just a couple of things. I'll get there.
It's a $250 grocery shop? Probably not.
We had a great call from someone, 13, 12, 16, but they had to go to work. What were they saying?
His name was Adam. He said that he used to go to the train station every day and he used to walk past this homeless person and one day he bought him a sandwich and then he thought, every day I'm going to just buy this guy a sandwich. And he used to do that every day.
Well done.
And
then a hero comes along. My fiancée Jamie does that, can I say. When she sees someone homeless, she'll go and get them a sandwich or something from Subway. And I always say to her, out of interest, what do you get that person?
Meatball sub.
But how do you know what they like?
Can't go past a meatball sub.
I mean, do they like tuna, ham? I mean, you're just really taking a gamble. She goes ham and salad just to be safe. Let's go to Kristen this morning. Small time heroes. Morning, Kristen.
Morning.
Morning. How are we?
Very well.
What have you done?
I was at the local servo and I walked in just about to run around and do all the usual stuff and a guy was there really flustered. He was on his motorbike and not sure if he'd forgotten his wallet or it had fallen out of his back pocket. So it wasn't a big deal. I just paid for it. It was only like $8 something or whatever. And he took the receipt and he's like, oh, here's my address. I really want you to stop past. I make honey. So come and pick it up. And I got sidetracked and never got there. Well, I went back about a week and a half later and the same person was working with me. Oh, this is for you. He'd come back. He'd written a handmade card with a poem in it, his homemade honey and a little bow on top to say thank you.
Aww.
That's great.
That is a nice story.
I mean, I wouldn't eat the honey, but it's still nice.
The honey was amazing.
Was it?
Oh, homemade honey is the best.
Were you a bit nervous about rocking up to his address when he said come around? Is that...
A little bit. To be honest, I was one of those days, you know, when you got 10,000 things on and you just don't know what you're... It's like, yeah, look, it's fine, just pay it forward, don't worry about it. It's like, no, please, please.
Kristen, I actually need to fill up today, so I'm going to be in Gosford if you want to meet me there or...
I mean, it's a shame he wasn't rich, you know. Honey, lot of money, same, you know.
Yeah.
Take what you can get in return. That's a great story. What was yours?
I was just going to mention, I remembered a story when we were talking about this. You know where we used to live, when we used to live together back in the day? I remember my mum was visiting me, Mama Di, and we went down to the local supermarket and we met a lady down there who, she seemed very confused. She was an older lady. She was in her 80s, I think, and she seemed very... Yeah, distracted and confused about where she was. And one of the checkout ladies said to us, she goes, oh, she comes down here a bit. She's quite old and sometimes she forgets where she lives.
Yeah.
Anyway, of course, my mum and I went over there and we started talking to this lady. We spent an hour and a half driving around the area that we lived in to try and find this woman's house.
With her in the car.
With her in the car.
Small-time heroes.
Just doing that bit. I mean,
a little bit annoying, but
yeah, we eventually found it. She got home safe.
Well done. Good to see. You know, spread that around the coast.
Why not?
Get it happening.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
It's that time of the week where we do this.
Once upon a time, at a radio station far, far away, there was a radio game that changed the radio landscape forever. This was not that game. It's Bree and Gaunzi's movie bio guessing game.
All right, here we go. If you've never heard the game, it's simple. It says it in the title, movie bio guessing. I've got a bunch of movie plot summaries. I'll read one out. You take on Bree, and if you can buzz in and beat Bree, pick of the prizes this morning. Bree is very good at this game, though, I must say.
You know what I feel like right now? You know when you'd run a race when you were younger and you automatically want to pee because you get nervous?
Oh, you get so nervous.
I get that feeling every time I play this game.
That's that competitive spirit. You've got Jen, my side of town. You're mine. Morning, Jen.
Morning, Jen.
Morning.
Are you ready, Jen?
I am ready.
Do you love your movies?
I do, but unfortunately not terribly recent ones because I have little kids, so...
Right, okay.
Oh, okay.
I know my older movies a little bit better.
Okay. All right, well, here comes the first movie. Good
All
luck.
Right, let's do this, Jen.
Okay.
Here we go. Here's the movie bio. Buzz in with your name when you think you know what it is. Wayne is a crazy scientist who invents a shrinking machine that is so powerful it only blows things up. But when the kid next door hits a baseball, Jen.
Jen.
Yes.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
That's what I was going to go with.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids is correct.
Yay.
Well done. Well done.
Whatever, Jen.
This morning.
Next.
First points go to the people. One to the people, none to Bree. Let's go.
Why is it me versus everyone?
It's you versus the people.
Okay.
Ariana, good morning.
Morning.
Happy Thursday. How are you?
I've been better after that first loss, so.
If you win here.
Sorry, I'll try and make it easier for you.
If you win here, the people will win three, best of three.
My confidence is rocked.
Here we go, guys. Right, next movie.
I'm committed.
A story following Archer, a man tortured by his roots with a strong survival instinct, has made himself a key player in the business of diamonds. Political unrest is rampant in Sierra Leone as people
Bree?
Fight tooth.
Ariana?
Oh, no, I buzzed
Bree
in too
has
early.
Buzzed in.
But I had, this is going to be a guess. Is it Blood Diamond?
One of the greatest movies ever made, Blood Diamond.
Yes!
Diamond, that was my guess.
Leonardo DiCaprio, if you haven't seen it, watch Blood Diamond.
Sorry,
it is a great
Ariana.
Movie.
That's all right. Let down the people.
The weight is now on your shoulders.
You are playing for everyone when you play this game. We appreciate the call.
This for the win.
Daniel in Hamlin Terrace.
Good morning.
Morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dan.
How you doing?
This is for the people, mate. This is the best of three. You're representing
so
everyone
So much
here.
Pressure on you right now, Dan. That's all I'm going to say.
Here we go.
Oh, I'm going to freeze.
Come on.
Have you played before, Dan?
No.
Okay, all right, welcome. All right, here we go.
All right.
Last movie. Ellie has it all. The president of her sorority. A Hawaiian tropic girl, Miss June in her campus calendar, and above all, a natural blonde. She dates the cutest fraternity boy.
It's Legally Blonde!
Legally Blonde is correct. It's Bree versus the people, and she's done it this morning.
Triumph
well
again!
Done.
Well done.
Thank you, Daniel. Appreciate the game.
Oh, two to Bree, one to the people.
But
you've
can
won it this
you
morning.
Appreciate the win?
You did do the comeback. You did the comeback. I might have thrown with getting the word sorority wrong. I might have thrown
Dan.
Oh,
yeah, because that changes
otherwise
everything.
Otherwise, he definitely...
I'm sure Dan loves the movie Legally Blonde.
He definitely would have got that.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Have you ever thought Facebook, it's out to get me? It's trying to cause drama, trying to cause me problems. Have you ever thought that?
Not really.
I've been thinking it for a while because I noticed something. You know the option that's on the right-hand side of the page and it always says suggested friends?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Or people you may know, connect with these people?
I rarely know those people.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know many of those people at all.
That list of people on my page is literally a list of people I've been trying to avoid for 10 years.
Right.
It's all the people.
Exes.
There's people that I used to work with that I probably talked to once and people that I might have hooked up with that didn't call back and vice versa.
Right.
And maybe people are, I've had a thing with that didn't call me back.
These aren't the people that add you, though, on Facebook. They're the ones that they're saying you should be friends with these people.
Exactly. Yeah, not okay, the people that are actually
not
adding
requests.
You. It's Facebook itself taking it upon itself to be like, you should be friends with these people.
Well, that's nice.
Is it?
Oh,
I feel like Facebook should stay out of it.
Trying to connect the world. I mean, you should rekindle with whoever you've made out with in the past. You never know.
Why would I want to add someone on Facebook that I hooked up with and they didn't bother to call me back?
Maybe they were young and stupid at the time and now they regret their ways.
Yeah, I bet that's the case.
You never
Literally,
know.
Should I just add all those people?
Just go through and just live it up.
Really?
Just add away.
Just start
bang, bang,
adding.
Bang, 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 bang. See what happens.
Literally, it is like a nightmare to think of that list of people that I literally have been avoiding. Like every time I look at that list, I'm like, why?
Yeah.
It's like even my ex's new partners are on that list. It's like you should connect with this person that's now hooking up with the person you used to hook up with.
There should be two lists. There should be the list of people you should connect with And then you should be able to put those people in the people you never want to see ever again.
There should be friend suggestion lists and then also friends you should avoid.
Here's some people we think, based on your history, you should possibly avoid.
Now that is an idea.
Okay.
I'm on to that. I'm keen for that.
Can we go through and add a couple, though, just for fun?
Do you know what happened to me the other day? I had a few people adding me on Facebook and I was going through and I was just clicking yes on a few people that had added me. And then I got it confused with the friend suggestion list and I just started saying yes to people, but I was actually adding all these people.
Right.
That I don't want on my Facebook.
And then then you've got the awkward delete.
Yeah, and then I've been chatting to a couple of my exes. It's been great.
I get the odd celebrity in there. Like,
Gordy, celebrities add me all the time. No, a couple of celebrities.
People I might know section was Dickie Wilkins.
Oh.
Richard Wilkins. God. He added me on LinkedIn one time.
You hang with the rich and famous.
Well, I don't hang with them. It's LinkedIn. Saying I should hang with them. I should mix with these people.
Get up with Bree and Gordy.
CFM.
Producer Rach came to us this morning with something that...
It's a bit of a tough one this morning Producer H. Something happened to you in your life last year and pretty horrific to go through something like that. You can tell the story if you'd like.
Yeah, so basically almost a year ago, I think it was in June last year, I found out that a close friend of mine who had moved to the UK had passed away. And
you got that phone call while we were here at work too, right?
Yeah, while we were on air.
Yeah, so I found out he'd been in a car accident and he was in hospital and automatically you think, oh, he's in hospital, he's in the best place.
He's going to be okay.
He's going to be okay. And then, yeah, while I was at work, I got the text message from one of my friends and we found out that he'd actually passed away. But we found out a few days later that what had happened is he'd been hit kind of head on by another car coming in the opposite direction. And
that
we found
jumped
out,
the median strip, right?
Yeah, so they were on a highway over in the UK going 70 miles an hour and he jumped the median strip basically and hit my friend's car.
Head on.
And we found out that he was on the phone. And
so
that's
he was
why.
Distracted by
yeah,
his phone.
He was distracted and that's how he jumped the median strip and that's how my friend ended up passing away.
So this is going through, obviously, the court system now.
Yeah.
And so, he will obviously be... prosecuted with whatever charge.
Yeah, so he's admitted to being on his phone while driving and the actual verdict comes out tomorrow for him.
Okay.
But I was on, obviously they've got a Facebook page dedicated to Gavin, who's my friend that passed away. And I saw a video yesterday which kind of I thought was, I don't know how to explain how
it's
I felt about
it. It's not something you usually see,
no.
Is it? It's a very interesting situation.
And I thought if I didn't have a personal connection to it, I would still find this video interesting.
So tell everyone what the video is about.
So Gavin's partner, Meg, lives over in the UK. She's a UK citizen. And basically what the BBC over there have done, and she's obviously agreed to it, but they've put her face-to-face with the guy that was on his phone.
That killed her boyfriend.
That killed her boyfriend. And they basically just put a video. I couldn't watch the whole thing, but I watched the first 30 seconds and it's just...
Yeah, so this is where they first meet, right? And they're sitting down, just to paint a picture, they're sitting down in a chair opposite each other, looking straight at each other. And it's literally the first time that they've met.
Yeah.
And what do you say to that person? I mean, from both sides...
I don't know. That's what got me so interested in it. Okay. I was just, yeah.
We've grabbed some audio from the video. This is where they first sat down face to face and met.
Are you angry at me?
A little bit. But then so many people do it. So many people. But it was a stupid mistake. I don't want to hate you forever. I'm not that type of person.
That is brave by her to say that.
And you know what? It's interesting to think, I get why she's done it, because obviously it brings awareness to people using their phone whilst driving a car. Mm. And I guess it puts you in that situation where everyone is probably guilty of it. Everyone's probably done it at some point,
exactly.
Even if it's just a tiny glance at the phone right whilst they're driving. It literally shows you the situation that could happen where you would be face-to-face with potentially, if you're using your phone, someone you could take that person's life.
I feel bad because I'm a hypocrite in a way.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely don't do it, but it's my, I have done it. I have done it in the past, and you're the same, Bree.
Oh, of course.
I've completely stopped it now, but to say that I've never done it is not correct. But if I was in her shoes and I was sitting opposite someone that maybe does it all the time and they haven't learned from watching these videos or seeing these kind of things and they continue to do it and I sat face to face, I couldn't hold it together like she did. I would tee off. I would tee off on the person.
I guess in her situation, the thing is that if she stays angry forever, it ruins her life too.
True.
You know, and she's probably thinking, I'm not going to let that happen and you're not going to take that away from me in my life either. But it's a great message.
Yeah.
And it was like that video that went viral a couple of months ago with that girl who went face to face with some people who also do that.
Yeah.
It's a great message to send and it's really something you need to think about when you're in your car.
Have you spoken to her?
No, I had never met Meg because they'd only been dating however long. He was only over there for a few months, so.
Okay.
Yeah. So I,
All right, so tomorrow, the verdict tomorrow on that case. Yep. Oh, man. Oh, goosebumps.
Maybe take some time. Think about that when you're driving today. If you go to pick up your phone, maybe think to yourself, is it really worth
it? Well, he's facing jail time for a long period of time.
It's ruined his life
and
as well.
Yeah, so take that message.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
CFM.
Need to talk about April the giraffe. The pregnant giraffe that is that lives at a place in New York called the Animal Adventure Park.
What's so special about April? What sets April apart from the other giraffes?
Oh, this is good stuff.
Is it?
So April is pregnant and giraffes are pregnant for usually 15 months, apparently. But recently.
Brutal.
So she's up to the 15 months and she's looking to give birth.
How many do they give birth to at one time? Just the one?
I think the one just calf. The one. Cool. Yeah. Anyway, apparently it's like a big deal because like it doesn't happen all that often. And Fox News jumped on the story and they set up a camera. And this is the beauty of Facebook Live, right? And they put this on Facebook Live on their Facebook page a week ago now. So this is a week ago they put this on. Baby giraffe watch. April the giraffe will give birth at any moment at the Animal Adventure Park in New York. That was a week ago. Guess what?
Is it still running?
The video's still running. She's still in labor.
And what have they got the camera set up on? Have they just, what's it focused on?
I think it's in her little.
The lady parts though.
No.
Okay, how are we going to see this birth happen?
Because it's just the giraffe walking around in her little enclosure.
The enclosure. Okay.
Yeah.
Can I see a bit of the giraffe?
Well, this is the post that they did a week ago where they told everyone to keep watching because it's going to give birth at any moment. Have they changed the wording of the post now, Producer H?
Yeah. So there is another live stream that's currently taking place.
Well, they've had to do like 20 live streams because it keeps running out of time.
Why don't they just cut it off until they think it's about to happen and then go live?
As soon as they cut it off, she'll probably get it.
It's all a part of her game.
It is.
They've changed the wording now to Baby Giraffe Watch. April is doing well, but still no baby giraffe yet. Let's cheer her on.
Do you think there's anyone who tuned in a week ago, right? And they've thought, oh, look at this. I'd love to see a giraffe give birth. That's on my bucket list.
How many views is it getting? Is it racking them up? It says there, right?
67,000.
Do you think there's anyone who's still watching after a week?
No.
Who's still sitting there?
You check in daily, do you, Rach?
I check in daily.
You check in daily.
Just to see how April's doing.
Well, it sounds like April's waiting till April.
I mean, yeah, we don't have all day, April. Come on.
Pop that thing out, April.
Let's stay on air until she gives birth. How about that? Any change yet, Rach?
Nope.
No baby giraffe?
Nope.
Okay.
I'm going to leave you guys to do that.
What about now? Nope.
Wouldn't it be annoying if you had been watching it all week and you'd check in every day and then you miss it?
But
here's the guy, even with Facebook Live guys, they'll just grab the minute or two of when it happens and they'll post it anyway and you can see it then.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have the excitement of watching for a week then of when is she going to give birth?
It's not a sport. It's a giraffe giving
any
birth.
Change yet, Rach?
She's literally still standing. She's just going for a walk.
And that's the most excitement there's been
all
week.
She's just got gas.
Is that what that is?
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
CFM.
Hey, I'm a doll. To see Adele live. 10 for free. Keep it right here.
Next weekend is the show.
Massive, massive shows. And I don't think she'll be back to the country. Ever.
Ever. This is it.
That's my call. But
time only.
One time only to see Adele. So that's always, why these tickets are so popular.
You can always try and hope and bank on a farewell tour. You know, when she wraps everything up, maybe?
Maybe in 40 years.
Trying to make myself feel better because I don't have tickets to Adele.
That's right. Sorry about that.
Carly. Good morning, Carly.
Morning.
Morning.
Morning, Carl. We've got Jenny here too. Morning, Jenny.
Morning.
Morning.
Morning. I'm not sure whose phone line it is. It's a bit sus. But anyway.
A little bit better just then.
All right, ladies, welcome to the show and good luck this morning. Have you heard, let's go with Carly first. Have you heard the dilemma over the last couple of days?
I've heard bits and pieces of it, but I've never really heard the full thing.
Okay, and Jenny?
Yesterday I did hear it, yes.
Oh, so Jenny knows what's coming.
Yeah. The dilemma hasn't changed.
So still have the same
problem.
Dilemma.
One double pass on the table, guys. You guys discuss over 30 seconds who gets that pass.
If you can't decide between each other who gets to take home the double pass, we move on to the next two people.
And if we've learnt anything from this game over this week is that the people that play the game are generous more than anything.
People have been lovely. Yeah, like, been really, really nice.
All right, Carly's the first caller through this morning, so we'll let you kick things off, Carly, this morning. 30 seconds on the clock. Your time starts now.
I'd love to know from my mum because she hasn't had my birthday. And she's a massive Adele fan. And just to be able to say, you know, happy late birthday, mum. Have some Adele tickets. And I love you. And hopefully I can get some.
And Jenny?
I really like that. But I would really love to take my son to his first ever concert. I know Adele probably wouldn't be his favourite to see, but I'd love to take him. But he's sitting in the car next to me to say, giving it to the other girl. So I'm going to give it to him.
Okay.
Are you serious, Jenny?
He's up.
Yes.
How old's your son?
14.
Oh.
And he's offered up the tickets.
Yes.
Which means Carly's off to see Adele. Carly, tickets for next weekend show.
Nice work, Carly.
Thank you so much.
Jenny.
You're such a generous person. Thank you so much.
Jenny, can I say, well done. Well done raising your son.
What's his name?
Travis.
Travis, legend.
What a nice dude.
All right, well, we're going to give Travis something on the spot.
That gave me goosebumps then.
We'll chat to Travis off air and see if there's anything. He might want to go to the Mariners or something this weekend.
Yes, but also, Jenny, don't give up the dream, okay? That's all I'm going to say. There still could be a chance for you and Travis to go to Adele next week.
Nice, thank you.
We're talking gold passes, VIP style, and
the best seats in the house, Jenny.
Now that we're done for this week, everyone that's offered up their tickets, we can say that those people will have two chances in the draw to win the gold tickets next week.
Nice.
Which will be more than anyone else.
Which is more than anyone else that gets in. So good luck with that.
Good luck for that, Jenny. I hope you win.
Thank you.
Hold the line because we want to get something for Trav on the spot and Carly's picked up the tickets. The only problem with this game is that you tend to reward the people that don't have the generosity, you know? I want the tickets because I think I deserve them. And then we end up giving them to those people. But anyway,
we'll sort out the people. Yeah, karma comes back around and it's a nice thing that someone's done for someone else. So, I've
got to say, I'd probably be the same. If you really want to see Adele, you've got to fight.
Yeah, fight for the right.
More tickets next
week.
Party!
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Don't let the rain put you off tomorrow night, though, because there is...
It's all undercover.
It's all undercover. It's all inside.
The Kinney's got a good setup.
So come along to the Kingcumber Pub. Have a great time with us. And we want to get together with the people that listen to our show. And we've been here just over a year now, and we've yet to have a first birthday. So to have a great night with people that we get to chat to every morning...
It's good.
So this party is... He's all about those people, and it's happening tomorrow night. We'd love you to come along for this.
Bring in Gaunzi's first birthday party. For the perfect birthday celebration, it must be Kingcumber Pub.
All right, let's have a chat.
I was a big advocate for the karaoke, and big thanks to Bliss Entertainment. They've come on board. There will be karaoke tomorrow night.
I'm already down to sing this song, I believe.
Islands in the stream, that is what we are. No one in between.
It's not bad. I don't know all the lyrics, but the great thing about karaoke is they've got the machine that tells you,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. So. You've got a similar chest to Dolly Parton, so.
I was thinking more Kenny Rogers, but all right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Each to their own.
Okay. Well, her boobs are hard to top.
Oh, they are big, big girls.
Jeff has been trying to get tickets. Morning, Jeff.
Morning, Jeff.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Very well. Do you want to come along tomorrow night?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You're in.
You're in, Jeff. VIP tickets for you, mate, and a friend.
Oh, it's going to be a great night.
What's your go-to karaoke song, Jeff?
Well, I like The Voice by John Farnham, but I think I might sing Angels by Robbie Williams.
Oh, you didn't give me a chance to get Angels, man. I've got you all The Voice. Though. Here we go. Already launching into it.
I love it, Jeff. Can't wait for your rendition of The Voice.
I can't wait for Angels by Robbie Williams. That's a great song, too.
One of the two. One of the two.
You can do both, Jeff.
That is going to be good. Do you reckon Ellie Drennan will do a duo with anyone? She's going to be performing there.
I would love to do that with her.
What would be your go-to song for it?
Maybe I can pick a song. I've got it. Maybe the Ariana Grande song that she does with Iggy Azalea, and I'll do the Iggy part and she can do the singing part.
See if she's down with that.
I'd love that.
Or you can do Side to Side, the one with Nicki Minaj.
The rap's a bit too hard.
Oh, is it? And a lot filthier.
Yeah.
Scott, morning, mate.
Morning, Scotty.
Morning.
You've been trying to get tickets all week, Scott.
Down to party.
I have my friend won tickets, and I was like, no, I need to get tickets.
Yeah, yes. We can't have your friend just having tickets and not you, Scotty.
So you're in, mate. You got the VIP tickets.
I'm so excited. Hey, Scotty, it's going to be great to have a drink with you, mate. What's your go-to karaoke if you get up there?
Hoobastank's the reason.
Hoobastank. I just want you to know.
Oh, yes. Have you given it a crack before, Scotty? Have you done it?
I actually haven't, but I used to play it on SingStar.
How'd you go? Get some good points?
We 50 points off 10,000, which is the highest.
You've got a deep voice. I think you could sing that song well.
I don't know. I can't sing very well. It's just I know how to go up and down badly, but
I can't wait to hear your riffs, Scotty.
Lock it in, Scotty. We're going to party together tomorrow night, mate.
It's going to be
legend.
Awesome.
We appreciate you being part of the show and there tomorrow night. King Cumber Hotel.
I'm so excited, can I just say?
Is the place to be for the perfect celebration, or any celebration, has to be the King Cumber Pub. And big thanks to those guys for coming on board. Make it your Friday afternoon drinks.
Yes, anyone can come.
Yes, we've just got the VIP section going on.
Yes.
So if you want those tickets, we have more tomorrow. We'll do another blitz tomorrow.
Love to do
it. Try and get everybody on board. All right, let's do it.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.